Marco
has joined. Has joined.
Good morning.
Morning.
We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabrihu ishkinte bidhilu urhimu uthilu uthilu urhimu liakta l'shem yudhe bavavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah לעסוק תורה מצווה. ויהינו עמדוני אלוהינו עלינו מה, שי ידינו כנוני עלינו מה, שי ידינו כנונהו. Today we study the fifth Aliyah. It begins at Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15, and completes at verse 32. This is a total of 18 verses. The number 18 connects to life, the word, the Hebrew word chai, as we all know. Verse 15. Lo ta'asu awel ba'amishpat lo tisa. Pene dal ilo techidar, pene gado, betzedek tishpot, amitecha, lo telech, rakil biamcha, lo ta'am,
has joined.
Dam reecha, ani adonai yohe. Adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo. Lo tishna ed achicha. Bilvavecha. Pokeach. Pokeach. Ed amitecha. Willo tayotisa. Alalchet. Lo hitikom. Willo titor et b'nei amecha, v'yahavta l'reacha, kamocha ani Adonai yohe wahe, adanu yo, yohe dawanu heyo, et hukotai tishmoru, v'hem techa lo tarbiya, Chaim Sha'atnez Lo Ya'ale Alecha Uyesh Ki Yishka Ve'isha Shikvat Zera Ve'hi Shifa Neherefet Le'ish Ve'haf De'lo
Gabriela
Niftata
has joined.
Save Shein v'yareta me'elohecha ani Adonai. Yo-hei-wa-hei Adanu-yo. Yo-ah-hei-da-wa-nu-hei-yo. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. Now for the English translation. Verse 15. You shall commit no injustice in judgment. You shall not favor a poor person or respect a great man. You shall not judge your fellow. You shall judge your fellow with righteousness. You shall not go around as a gossip monger amongst your people. You shall not stand by your fellow's blood. I am Hashem. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely rebuke your fellow, but you shall not bear a sin on his account. You shall neither take revenge from nor bear a grudge against the member of your people. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am Hashem. This is the one mitzvah that is the purpose of all of the other mitzvot. Every mitzvah you do is to raise your spiritual level to be able to love your neighbor as yourself. Ultimately, one will come to understand that your neighbor is Hashem. You shall observe my statutes. You shall not crossbreed your livestock with different species. You shall not sow your field with a mixture of seed. And a garment which has a mixture of shatness shall not come upon you. Shatness is mixing linen with wool, cotton with wool in essence. Except it says, don't put a garment that has shatness upon yourself. But the tzitzit is made from wool. The fringes are made from wool. The shirt, many of the shirts are made with four corners, but they're made from cotton. In modern times, they're made from different materials like rayon or nylon and so forth, or they're mixtures. But here it says, don't mix shotness, don't wear shotness. And yet, the tzitzit itself must be made from wool and attached to the garment. Whatever material the garment is made from. Verse 20. If a man lies carnally with a woman, and
has
she
joined.
Is a handmaid designated for a man, and she had not been redeemed, nor had her document of emancipation been granted her, there shall be an investigation. They shall not be put to death, because she had not been freed. He shall bring his guilt offering to Hashem, to the entrance of the tent of meeting, a guilt offering ram. And the Kohen shall effect atonement for him with the guilt offering ram before Hashem for the sin that he had committed, and he shall be forgiven for the sin that he had committed. When you come to the land and you plant any food tree, You shall surely block its fruit. It shall be blocked from you for 3 years, not to be eaten. The reason that the fruit is not kosher to be eaten for the first 3 years is because they represent the upper three sephirot that do not appear in this world. Until the world that is coming, which will bring those upper three sephirot into mankind, into the children of Israel. Verse 24. And in the fourth year, all its fruit shall be holy, a praise to Hashem. And in the fifth year, you may eat its fruit, to increase its produce for you. I am Hashem, your God. Verse 26. You shall not eat over the blood. You shall not act on the basis of omens or lucky hours. You shall not round off the corner of your head, and you shall not destroy the edge of your beard. You shall not make cuts in your flesh for a person. You shall not etch a tattoo on yourselves. I am Hashem. You shall not defile your daughter by making her a harlot, lest the land fall into harlotry, and the land be filled with immorality. You shall observe my Shabbats and revere my sanctuary. I am Hashem. You shall not turn to Ov or Yidoni. These are forms of sorcery. You shall not seek to defile yourselves through them. I am Hashem, your God. You shall not rise before a venerable person, and you shall respect the elderly, and you shall fear Hashem. I am Hashem. That's the completion of the English translation. Does anybody have any questions? We will now begin our study of Pirkei Avot, chapter 4, paragraph 1. Ben Zoma Omer Ezehu Hacham Halo made me call Adam Shine Emar me call Milamde. He's called he Giedoteha Sihali Ezehu Gibor Hakovesh E Itro Shine Emarto Erechapaim me Gibor. Shel Beruko Milkadir Ezehu Ashir Hasamea Behel Koshene Emar Yegia Kapecha Kito Kakel Ashrecha Witovlach Ashrecha Be'olam hazeh V'tov lach la'ola Habayzehu Mekubad Amkabed Er habriot She'ne'emar Ki mekabdai Akaber uvozai Ye Kalu. Ben Zoma said, who is wise? he who learns from every man, as it is said, from all who taught me have I gained understanding. Who is mighty? He who subdues his inclination. As it is said, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that rules his spirit, that he that takes a city. Who is rich? He who rejoices in his lot. As it is said, you shall enjoy the fruit of your labors, you shall be happy, and you shall prosper. You shall be happy in this world, and you shall prosper in the world that is coming. Who is he that is honored? He who honors his fellow human beings, as it is said, for I honor those that honor me, but those who spurn me shall be dishonored. A lot of statements in this paragraph. The name Zoma has a gematria of 54. 54 is Nun Dalet. In the reverse order, it's Dalet Nun, which represents judgment. Din is the Hebrew word for judgment. When we look at what's being said here, each statement is really leading you to the next statement. They are related. An example of this who is rich? He who rejoices in his lot, as it is said, you shall enjoy the fruit of your labors, you shall be happy, and you shall prosper. If you do work, not physical work, but if you do your spiritual work in the proper order, in the proper way, then you will be happy. But if you are happy, or when you are happy, then you will prosper. What does prosper mean? Does it mean material wealth? And then the sentence, the paragraph goes on, you shall be happy in this world, and you shall prosper in the world that is coming. So prosper is by definition spiritual. Because the world that is coming is dealing with spirituality. But how do you prosper? You choose to be happy. You shall be happy is the cause of prosperity. So people who have invested in the stock market, and the stock market has gone down, are you supposed to be happy that you've lost your investment? The answer is yes, because that's what will return it and make it larger. It doesn't just apply to the stock market. It applies to every aspect of our lives. Being happy is the tool to spiritual growth. Being happy is the tool to physical prosperity. Paragraph 2. Benazai Omer Ewe Rat Lemitswa Kala Kivahamura Uvoreach Min ha'aveira she'mitzvah goraret mitzvah wa'aveira goraret aveira she'ez sukar mitzvah mitzvah ushkar aveira aveira. Then Azai said, be quick in performing a minor mitzvah, as in the case of a major one, and flee from transgression, for one mitzvah leads to another mitzvah, and the transgression leads to another transgression, for the reward for performing a mitzvah is another mitzvah, and the reward for committing a transgression is a transgression. The name Azai can be parsed into two words, Ayin Zion, which is translated either as strength or as a goat. Aleph and Yud is the Hebrew word for an island. So it's an island of goat, or an island of strength. The teaching is that each mitzvah is just as important as every other mitzvah. Why would that be true? Well, number one, we cannot determine what is the hierarchy of the mitzvot, other than being told and taught that the ahavta l'reacha kamocha, loving your neighbor as yourself, is the purpose of all of the mitzvot. We need to rise through the doing of the other mitzvot, the 612 mitzvot, so that we reach a level where we can actually love our neighbor as ourselves. Can you love Hashem like yourself? It's very difficult to love what you cannot see, what you cannot hear, what you cannot are not aware of. But these 600 mitzvot lead you to that. But within the 612 mitzvot, how do you determine what's important and what's not? How do you determine that within your body, this component is more important or less important than another component? Certainly, we can say that our heart and our brain are important, but is our little finger less important? Is our little toe less important? Each mitzvah connects to one of those parts. Each mitzvah, when you do it, you're drawing energy to that part of your body. This is what's really being taught here, to be aware that
has joined.
Each mitzvah is strengthening some component of your body. And you need all of those components. But what do you do if someone becomes blind, chas v'shalom, or deaf, chas v'shalom, or loses a limb, chas v'shalom? We have to ask ourselves, if it happens to us, why did we lose that particular limb? What did we do incorrectly that we no longer have the ability to draw energy to that particular level of consciousness of our body? By at the same time, if you see someone who has lost that limb, it's not up to you to judge them to say, oh, you lost that limb, because of something you did. It's up to you to show compassion and to help and assist that person as much as you can. Judge yourself and never judge others. Does anybody have any questions? We have three more classes today. The 11 o'clock class is Sefer Yetzirah. The 4 o'clock class is to count the Omer and the Deep Zohar class. And our 7 o'clock class this evening will be to read and study one of the regular Zohar sections. I hope you all have a beautiful day. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.